GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hildreth Tyler Show. We got a chance to talk with you about the question of the day, which is brought to you by Bangor Tractor and Equipment, your Coyote and Massey Ferguson Tractor HQ. They're on Outer Hammond Street in Bangor. They're right across from Webb's RV. Do you heed the DOT's flashing informational billboards placed along Interstate 95? And the reason we ask that, and we follow our conversation with Paul Merrill of Maine's DOT this morning. You can hear that rewind. We'll get that posted at our website soon. DOT says, perhaps if better information had come out farther back on Interstate 95, maybe some people would have slowed down and prevented or could have helped prevent that pileup on Interstate 95 in Carmel, mile marker 174 yesterday.
While I see these in other states working, I don't drive that much across the country anymore, but it's not unusual in high traffic states. I've seen it.
You see it.
You're accident ahead. Slow down.
Yeah, you see that. I mean, you also see along. I see it more in southern Maine than I see it anywhere.
Yeah, 295.
How long it's going to take? Like, you're going to go from here to here. It's going to be 27 minutes.
Yeah.
Here to here, it's going to be like 12 minutes.
Well, they're putting 210 signs up down in that area. They started last spring, particularly where the Turnpike and 295 connect. That's they're putting up signs. Mm. Do people pay attention?
Well,
Rick, you may have answered your own question.
Well, no.
We've got stop signs that people run.
No, but you look, and the DOT has done a fabulous job. Paul talked about it, and the team there, and remember Ted, when he was at point for DOT as a spokesperson, talked about it. They have these clever signs that have gotten a lot of attention, and you do look over. Is it distracted driving? Okay, that's not the discussion today, but caller, hi, GHRT. Do you heed the DOT's flashing informational billboards that are placed along the highway?
Absolutely. I'll tell you, a couple weeks ago, we had one of those mornings where we had that misty rain and cold change in temperatures and so forth. And Rick, you've talked about it, the elevations on the highways that keep changing, so the road conditions change as you go down the different mileage areas on the highway. And you've got to pay attention. And I think DOT has done an excellent job marking all these areas and putting the signage up. But the one thing that they have not done, and it's something that's got to be done, and he mentioned it this morning, and I don't understand why they haven't attacked it. It's a speed. And if they don't get out there and enforce it, then we're just not going to stop this kind of problem. Mm. He mentioned it this morning, 85 miles an hour, and that's the problem right there.
Thank you. 1-800-966-1039. Your phone call, if you would. Our question of the day. Do you heed the DOT's flashing informational billboards placed along Interstate 95? Would more billboards giving you more information before you come into an area that has someone well ahead of signal it's going to be an issue, would that help prevent pileups like we saw in Carmel yesterday?
One would suspect that the more information a driver has, the better you're off. Now, we've also passed a law of hands off the phone. Now, if your phone is mounted and you're on your GPS, they'll tell you right away if there's a problem. So it's a multifaceted problem. Yeah, the signs help. If we can get our smartphones mounted, I suppose, or your newer vehicle comes with the ability to just one touch it, the information, if it gets out quick enough, should be able to stop some of this.
When you have a GPS system in your vehicle that is targeted to your phone, it will take data from other phones and will tell you whether or not the route ahead is clogged. Mm-hmm. You've probably seen, you'll see the orange line or the red line ahead of you on your traffic system on your vehicle. I don't know if that would have done anything yesterday in Carmel. Caller, hi, GHRT. The idea, more signs well ahead of such a stretch of road like Carmel might have helped prevent yesterday's pileup. Do you pay attention to those DOT signs that flash information?
I don't pay attention to those signs, but Rick, now that you're talking about the DOT, I've been meaning to call you all summer and relate to the DOT what a fabulous job they did blowing the granite and putting rebuilding the road on Route 4 north of Madrid. That road is so scenic. It was done so professionally. It's still through the winter, piles of rock and gravel, and it's just very organized, very group of professional men. So screw the signs. I love the men.
1-800-966-1039.
Stop looking at me.
Are we all wondering the same thing?
Stop looking at me.
Was that Julie from North? Was she exercising sarcasm? I can't.
Obviously, she wants a date with a construction crew guy. I think there were some sarcasm in
maybe,
there, but it's hard to tell.
Let me turn
phone.
On the filter so that doesn't happen again.
Sarcasm filter. Active.
Caller, hello. The George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Do you pay attention to those DOT signs that flash?
Morning, George. Morning, Rick.
Hi.
I do. I travel 95 every morning. They come in handy. But you know what else I pay attention to? The weather and the road condition.
You see, now, we talked about, because I still maintain that there were those who told us that the road conditions in that stretch were an issue. But let me scroll back down to see if I can find the text message that came from a listener. Here it is. Joe from Pittsfield wrote to us in the MTG text line here at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. Joe wrote to us, I was in that pileup yesterday, and I was two vehicles in front of the guy that was airlifted. I hit my brakes hard, and it was not slippery. I got stopped without problems, but a truck came through and pushed everyone into me. Now, that was Joe's take on it. Now, others signaled us that when they hit that elevated spot, Etna, Dixmont, into Carmel, yeah, there were issues.
That's a bad section of road for weather. It always has been. Every time somebody on Facebook, social media will say, how are the roads? You'll hear reports, yeah, it's okay when I get through Etna, Dixmont. It's not as good. I mean, that's an elevation problem there. It's going to be icy, and I'm not saying it was yesterday. Everybody's blaming the sun, and I tell you, I drove yesterday, and that sun was brutal when you have the snow combined with the sun. I went out, I had an appointment yesterday around 1 o'clock, and I tell you, I had to pull the visor down.
Okay. If the sun alone were to blame, and I'm not saying it was, but if the sun alone were to blame for that pileup, wouldn't we be seeing more of them? And we don't. They are rare.
You're on a high-speed road, and I think people are...
But it's always a high-speed road.
Yeah. They're not slowing down. I'm sorry. Speed is a factor in there somewhere.
3.5 out of 7 days a week. That's bright sunshine right there. Why did it happen on this day with 30 vehicles compared to any... There must have been another factor other than the sun to cause... 30 vehicles?
Well, it started with 7. And then the people behind, then there were 10, according to press reports today, then there were 10 more that started that chain reaction, which is what happens in chain reactions.
Now, I could see that there could be an additional factor here. If roads were not slippery, I could see this, okay? And everyone's got the same problem this time of year, okay? The road was wet. And you're driving fast, and you get the vehicle in front of you, and its tires are kicking back all of that greasy skid stuff that goes up on your windshield, okay? Then the sun coming right at you out of the east, because this stretch of Interstate 95 northbound goes west to east, not north to south, then that could exacerbate the problem. You could have even more limited visibility. I'll give you that as a factor. But sun alone...
The mitigating factor that we haven't mentioned a lot is the time of day. 7:37 is when it started. We're into...
That would be an aggravating factor, I think.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Not
it's
mitigating,
a factor.
Yep, indeed.
It's a factor. You're into commute. You're in the morning commute. People are trying to get to work, going to Augusta, wherever they're going. I don't know. This was on, what, the northbound side?
Well, that's the only way that you'd be facing east.
Right. So... They got into it.
Caller, hi, GHRT. Do you pay any attention to those roadside signs that flash information about the road ahead from the DOT?
Yeah, I do. You know, I drive for 3 hours a day, and I have for 20 years. And I think one thing about people should pay attention to is the actual temperature gauge in their own car. Well, most cars have the outside temperature in them, so sometimes those signs aren't even on, and you can look down and see it's frozen on the tar. and other times you, the sign's on, but that sign's up in the air, and you look down and you can see the temperature's not. But the sun also, you know, sometimes I'm on Route 2, and even with sunglasses on and my visor down and my windshield clean, if there's ice on the road and the sun's hitting that ice, it is very blinding. But just out of curiosity, if these are known trouble areas, especially that place near Carmel, why don't they treat it ahead of time?
They had treated it ahead of time.
It was treated the night before.
They had. Or I think it was not, I think they treated it the morning, night, overnight.
Yeah, overnight.
Had.
Overnight was treated.
Because they certainly anticipated that this was going to happen, or at least those are the news accounts that we have heard and read. We didn't ask that of Paul Merrill this morning.
I can tell you, he mentioned Route 2, and I have driven Route 2 to Vermont, from Maine to Vermont. That can be a horror show on a sunny day. That's one road. It's kind of interesting that we've had two bad ones there at that similar section. But
well, there have been
anytime you're going into the sun, it's tough.
There are innumerable accidents that have occurred on that stretch, northbound and southbound. It's because of the higher elevation. I just find it hard to believe that a slippery road condition in that spot would not be a factor. Caller, hi, GHRT. Do you pay any attention to those roadside signs that flash and let you know that there's going to be a trouble up ahead?
The problem that I usually find is that when the signs do come on, everybody keeps going at their normal highway speed until traffic begins to slow down.
If you talk to policemen, as we often do, you'll get a storm, maybe 10, 12 cars off the road. That's the headline. All right, 10 cars are off the road. We don't give you the other side of the story, is that 500 cars did not go off the road. So why did the 10 cars go off the road? Speed and equipment. Police tell us that all the time. Speed and equipment.
Some of the, you see, I agree. This is a point. They should cut down, text message, they should cut down some of the trees that shade and keep it icy on our roads. You know, there was another dangerous strip of road coming down the second of the two big hills as you're driving Brewer to Ellsworth. And they cut back those trees, so more sun comes down on that, so there'll be a greater likelihood of melting and safer road. And I think if you talk to Ellsworth PD, that crosses the line, it's Ellsworth, it's helped. So it's funny. Sunlight was a factor in causing that crash, but if the roads were slippery, it's the fact that there wasn't enough sun coming down and beating on that road. Caller, hi, GHRT, you get the last word. Do you pay attention to those roadside signs that give you information up ahead? And would more of those, do you think, help prevent a pileup like we saw in Carmel yesterday?
I see them all the time and I pay attention to them. The problem is, and this has been going on for years, the stretch of road from there all the way back to Pittsfield is poorly worked. It's been a problem for many years. If you call people, you tell us that, and nothing becomes of it. Call the TV station, they don't want to do a story on it. Problem is, that road, like I said, it's always been a problem.
And it's, well, as Paul said to us this morning, they just can't pick up the road and move it. So we got to find a solution somehow. Vote online on the WVOMFM.com question of the day now at WVOMFM.com. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.